Player ratings time. This is the Shankly Sessions, the Liverpool podcast we bring you each and every day from the upper tier. Liverpool versus Leicester in the Carabao Cup. Liverpool 3, Leicester 3. Liverpool winning 5-4 on penalties. An absolutely wonderful game, a game of two halves. Difficult one, this player ratings to do, because there's a number of lads here who were young lads who were thrust into positions and having to play. And it's kind of difficult to give them a rating, you know, because you don't want to knock that confidence. And they came in and they tried to do the best that they could, especially with so many players being out at the moment with the virus and also with injuries. So these guys, you know, they stepped in and did the best they could, but they were up against a top Leicester side who fielded a full team, basically, you know what I mean? Which was kind of weird, especially after postponing the game 4 days earlier because of a COVID outbreak. But we won't get into that. Rodgers, as usual, trying to play his mind games, but bottling it as usual. But let's get into these player ratings. Quivín Kelleher, I gave him a 9. He was absolutely brilliant for most of the game. Most of the goals that went in were hardly his fault. It was more a naivety between the midfield and the defence more than anything, and especially that goal from James Maddison, which was an absolute worldie that most keepers wouldn't have saved. But brilliant from Quivín again. Always steps up, give him a 9. Fabulous stuff. Conor Bradley, thrown in at the deep end, the youngster, you know, especially with Leicester playing a strong side. So I give him a 6. I know a lot of places were giving him a 4.5 and a 4 and stuff like that. But I think, you know, when you take everything into account with these young lads and the way they stepped up and stuff like that, I think it's really, really harsh to give them a really, really poor rating. I know it wasn't their best days at the office. They got pulled off at halftime and stuff like that. But look, they were up against a top Leicester side. You're talking Jamie Vardy, Patson Daka, James Maddison. These are top players and stuff like that, you know. So you need to take that into account. And yeah, we'd like the youngsters to come in and step up and, you know, grasp the opportunity. But, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work that way, you know. But I think it's harsh looking at some of the ratings that were going around. Billy Cometio, I gave him a 5. You know, another young player, you know, who really didn't deserve to have that pressure thrown at him, you know, and he couldn't cope with the defensive liability there, you know, like it was just tough on the kid on the night, you know what I mean? But again, you know, most places giving this guy a 3, a 3.5, like that does nothing for the young lad. So we're giving him a 5. Yeah. Joe Gomez, give Joe a 6. He was the better of the centre-backs, but I mean, you'd expect that, wouldn't you, really? That should be the case. He's well experienced at this stage, you know, and greatly improved when Konate came on. So a 6 for Joe Gomez. Kostas Tsimikas, I gave him a 6 as well. You know, not his best day, and certainly not at the level of the performance that we've seen from him in the previous games that he played in. His crosses were kind of way off, and his defensive game was a little bit lacking. So not the best day at the office for Kostas, but, you know, he is the Greek Scouser in our team and he will bounce back from that. There's no doubt about it. Tyler Morton, I gave him a 6. He was decent without being absolutely brilliant. But the one thing Tyler has to be really careful of is when he picks up those bookings early. If you pick up a booking and you're in that midfield, in that battle in there, it's a really difficult task then for you, because you know you can't get stuck in because you're on ref watch, basically. You know what I mean? So for Tyler, he just needs to be a bit more conscious in picking up those bookings early in the games, so we can see the best of them and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But yeah, give him a 6. Jordan Henderson, Jordan, I gave a 5. I mean, he was the experienced guy on the pitch, our captain, and we expected him to be the leader out there. And I know it was very difficult with the amount of changes and the amount of young lads trusting there and stuff like that. But just at times, I felt he was a little bit missing in the game, and I think he could have G'd the guys up a bit more and, you know, encouraged them a little bit more. He was out there with a lot of young lads and stuff like that. So expected a little bit more from Jordan, but however, give him a 5. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, they gave a 7. Probably Liverpool's best midfielder tonight. His dribbling was really, really good, but again, that end product just needs a bit of attention, doesn't it? You know, he just needs... You know, when he gets into those opportunities, just hold his mind and like there'll be bag loads of goals. And the guy is so good. you know there's a brilliant player in there just waiting to break out and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And he has all the quality in the world, but just in those moments, those clutch moments, it just seems to go a little bit skew-ways. Neco Williams, I give Neco a 6. I think the experiment of being a left winger has kind of ran its course. It didn't look very good last night. But again, maybe it would look a little bit better if he had more experienced players around him. But once he reverted back into that back role, right back role, I think he was much better and much more comfortable. And I know they've tried this a few times with Wales and sometimes it's worked out. But international football doesn't compare to club football. Taki Minamino, I gave him a... Most places give him a 6, but I'm going to give him a 7 because I thought he took his goal lovely. But I mean, other than that, like, he blew a lot of chances as well. You know what I mean? But certainly the Jota assist and the goal at the death, I think, warranted a 7, even though he missed the penalty. But I think his energy, I think he'll give you 100% every single time. And this is kind of like a little experiment for what we can expect pending the outcome of the AFCON, if it's going to go ahead or whatever. This is kind of going to be similar to the front line that we're going to be kind of playing with. So it gave us a little flavour of it last night. But certainly Taki will be one of those guys. He's going to have to step it up a lot more at the moment to really feature in there, you know. So give him a 7. Roberto Firmino, give him a 7. He was good for most of the game. But, you know, with his attacking partners, he probably deserved a bit more in the first half, you know. But it was difficult for him. When you're sort of thrust into these games with kids and inexperienced players and stuff like that, you can operate at a certain level that's your level, but it doesn't necessarily make you look good because the finished article doesn't come. Because, you know, it's one thing playing balls into Minamino, and it's another thing playing balls into the likes of Sadio Mane or Mo Salah. It's a different level, you know. Ibrahim Konate came on, gave him an 8. Absolutely brilliant. Quality of the player coming through all the time. As he plays, he gets better and better all the time. You can see the improvements in him. But it was refreshing to see him in the second half. He was brilliant second half. Didn't do a thing wrong. Absolutely brilliant. Diogo Jota, gave him an 8. Was lethal and dangerous from the moment he came on. This guy was roiled up like a ball of energy by Klopp and told, go out there and absolutely give these guys a right go. And that's what he does. He's a pest. He's aggressive. He strives to win and he loves rubbing it in the opposition. You can see by the celebration for his goal and all, he was all over the Leicester fans and stuff like that, you know. Stepped up with a brilliant goal. Also stepped up and has scored a fantastic penalty. Cool as ice on the ball. Absolutely brilliant from Diogo Jota. Give him an 8. James Milner, gave a 6. Again, James out there, an experienced player. Wasn't his best day at the office. I mean, his set pieces were lacking a lot of quality at times. But as we know with Jimmy Milner, he can strike a beautiful penalty when he wants to. So Jimmy, give him a 6. Naby Keita, I gave an 8. Just came on and brought a different dynamic to the pitch, didn't he? Steps onto the pitch and kept making things happen. Always, he's always looking for that intricate little pass or movement or shoulder drop or whatever it is, just to make the opposition look foolish and open things up. But he was a ball of energy, and I think he's basically cemented his starting position for Boxing Day. Assuming the Leeds game goes ahead, we know that there's issues there at the moment, so it may be called off. But definitely, he's definitely cemented himself as a contender for a starter going forward. Makes a huge difference when that kind of quality comes on. Let us know your comments down below in the episode if you'd like to contact us at Session Shankly on Twitter, the upper tier on Facebook and Instagram. As always, audio versions of the show on Spotify, Amazon Music, Anchor, wherever you pick up audio versions, show you will find us there, the upper tier Shankly Sessions. This has been your player ratings. A really tough one to do, especially with the young lads and stuff like that, but a fabulous match with a great result, and we roll on now down to London to meet the Gunners and then bring them back to Anfield to give them a real good going over. Till next time, a pleasure as always.